This is an Aero News Touch and Go for September 22, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Dayjet, which sought to pioneer per-seat on-demand business transport using very light jets, notified the FAA Friday it's parking its fleet effective immediately. Dayjet's normal website was replaced on Friday with a message to customers apologizing for the inconvenience and blaming a lack of access to capital. There were earlier hints of that problem. Dayjet laid off 100 of its 260 employees in May, also blaming an inability to raise capital. Dayjet founder Ed Iacobucci also stepped down Friday as Dayjet CEO. The company says he'll continue to serve as chairman of the board. Dayjet CFO and senior VP of operations John Staton has been named interim CEO. We'll keep you updated as more details emerge at aero-news.net. Eclipse tried Saturday to put the shutdown at Dayjet in the best possible light. In its official statement, quote, "While Dayjet was Eclipse's largest customer, Eclipse's business model and success has never relied solely on Dayjet. Eclipse still has hundreds of orders to fill independent of Dayjet, and existing customers will be happy and eager to move up in line. Eclipse also anticipates ongoing interest in the United States, as well as fulfilling the strong demand for the Eclipse 500 in the global markets," unquote. Eclipse also noted Dayjet attained some success in proving the per-seat on-demand jet air taxi concept, opening the door for future providers and Eclipse customers. Eclipse finished its statement, like others lately, by announcing there would be no media interviews granted or further information released at this time. ABC News has released the identities of two pilots lost Friday night when a chartered Learjet 60 crashed on takeoff from Columbia Metropolitan Airport in South Carolina. The bodies of 31-year-old Sarah Lemon and 52-year-old co-pilot James Bland were identified by the Lexington County coroner. Both pilots were based in Southern California. Two other victims had been previously identified as passengers Chris Baker and Charles Still. A witness told CNN he saw two men get dumped out of the plane as it impacted a berm across a road from the end of the runway and burst into flames. He said their clothes were on fire and both men were patting down each other trying to put out the flames. Officials believe the men were the only two survivors of the crash. Former Blink-182 drummer Travis Barker and Hollywood party DJ Adam Goldberg. Both were among the performers at a free concert Friday night in Columbia's Five Points District. Baker and Still were described as members of Barker's entourage. The NTSB has dispatched a go team. Investigators on the case of an Aeroflot Nord 737 that crashed in Russia's Ural Mountains September 14th said Thursday that both engines were operating at the time of impact, contradicting earlier witness reports stating one was on fire. The Associated Press reports Russia's Interstate Aviation Committee found no signs of an engine fire in the wreckage. The plane crashed during its approach to land in the city of Perm. All 88 souls on board were lost. The focus of the investigation now shifts to an air traffic controller's claims the 737's pilot acted disoriented just before the crash. In an interesting turn of events, Aeroflot has disowned its former subsidiary. That happened last Monday, less than 24 hours after the accident. The carrier is now known as Arkhangelsk Airlines, returning to the name it had before Aeroflot took over in 2004. Aeroflot maintains the decision to cut AVL loose was made prior to the accident. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Lockheed pushes back against those who call the F-35 a dog. An airport security video provides clues in a Spanair crash. And the NTSB says a pilot flew despite serious cardiac issues. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves about trim stalls and about the special considerations involved in landing on grass. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.